Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Heights Radio Show Program. This is your host, Adi Ajaz. And for today, I'll be doing a book review on a book called Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet by Jamie Ford. And it is something new that I have started, and it will probably take place once every month. And so I'm excited to do this because first, I love reading books, and then sharing my review on it would be even better. And for more information or questions, you can contact New Heights by visiting our website, www.newheightseducation.org, or email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com, or call us at 419-786-0247. To call in anytime during the show for questions or just to join into the discussion, you can call at 347-633-9225. And before I begin, there are announcements. Our third radio program, which will be on Sundays, our newest host, Kathy Woodring, will guide Sunday's audience in American history from the beginning of our history to current events in civics. Her first show will air Sunday, February 9th, from 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m., and will be titled Trials of the First Settlements, and Pamela Clark will co-host. Each of our radio programs and their hosts have a new logo. If you're online listening to the show now, you can view the designs. And Marina Kalima, our graphic designer from Patras, Greece, designed it. And we also have a logo with all of our images on it. And thank you so much, Marina. You did a great job. New Heights is offering its biweekly Enrichment Day co-op classes next week. Class will be on February 14th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and classes will be held in Defiance at the Zion Lutheran Church. Please note that the classes are not religion-based, unless families want there to be one. Parents and students are required to participate into these classes and help with the planning of them. Enrichment Day classes are in the planning process. So far, we will be offering a reading time, science class, Irish dancing, karate, and are open to more suggestions. Students are invited to not only attend, but also participate in instructing some of the classes. And if you are interested in participating, volunteering, or tutoring, please do contact us directly. The New Heights Education Group is proud to announce a new national Student Leadership Council. For many years, we have played a pivotal role in offering the Student Advisory Group for ages 7 and up, and we'll continue to offer this program, but this will now be offered to students up to the 8th grade, and all ninth grade to college students aged 14 to 23 will be transferred to the Student Leadership Council. This is open to the public, and any student from any state is eligible to participate. All students entering the Leadership Council must have at least a 3.0 GPA, and the council aims to help students build academics, talents, leadership, and community service, along with many other skills. Also, post-secondary education option is now offered to homeschoolers. The Ohio Department of Education released the application information for homeschoolers to participate in the PSEO program. The Ohio legislature changed the law last year to allow homeschool students to receive funding from Ohio's post-secondary enrollment options, also known as the PSEO program. The PSEO program pays for dual enrollment college courses at participating Ohio institutions of higher learning. Homeschool families who wish to participate into the PSEO program must notify the Department of Education by April 1st of the year prior in which they plan to participate. To find out more on how you can apply for the PSEO program funding, do visit the Ohio Department of Education website. If you have more questions, contact us directly. And the website is www.education.ohio.gov/topics/school-choice and slash post. There will be a dash in every single one of these words, post-secondary enrollment forms and programs in form. It would be just too much to say dash after every word and a bit too annoying. So back to the book review that I will be doing today. It is called Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet, and it is by Jamie Ford. And here is a little summary that I got from Goodreads.com, which is a wonderful website to get more information about other books. So in the opening pages of Jamie Ford's stunning novel, Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet, Henry Lee comes upon a crowd gathered outside the Panama Hotel, once the gateways to Seattle's Japantown. It has been boarded up for decades, but now the new owner has made an incredible discovery. The belongings of Japanese families left when they were rounded up and sent to internment camps during World War II. As Henry looks on, the owner opens a Japanese parasol. This simple act takes old Henry Lee back to the 1940s, at the height of the war, when young Henry's world is a jumble of confusion and excitement, and to his father, who is obsessed with the war in China and having Henry grow up American, while scholarshiping at the exclusive Rainier Elementary, where the white kids ignore him, Henry meets Kiko Okabe, a young Japanese-American student. Amid the chaos of blackouts, curfews, and FBI raids, Henry and Kiko forge a bond of friendship and innocent love that transcends the long-standing prejudices of their old world ancestors. And after Kiko and her family are swept up in the evacuations to the internment camps, she and Henry are left only with the hope that the world will end. That the war will end and that their promise to each other will be kept. 40 years later, Henry Lee is certain that the parasol belonged to Kiko. In the hotel's dark, dusty basement, he begins to look for signs of the Okabe family's belongings and for a long-lost object whose value he cannot begin to measure. Now a widower, Henry is still trying to find his voice, words that might explain the actions of his nationalistic father, words that might bridge the gap between him and his modern Chinese-American son, words that might help him confront the choices he made years ago. And I really, really loved this book, and that was the summary of it. And it's actually in the book. I don't know, many books have this system, but some may be used to it or not. But it goes back and forth to Henry's childhood and his adulthood. So each chapter sometimes begins with when he's the present time or when he's a bit younger. But anyhow, I did love the book, and not only is the story very well written, but it also takes you back as well and helps you understand the struggles and the atmosphere during World War II, as well as giving an idea on how it was like for the Chinese and Vietnamese to live during World War II and what they had to go through. And aside from the superior description of the 1940s, Ford does a wonderful job describing just the scenes of the book, and it really gives the reader a clear picture in mind. And it definitely made me feel like I'm in the middle of it all, and it was just well written. And Ford's writing style was very wonderful. It is perfect for adults and children, and the language isn't too difficult, and the vocabulary is just enough to not bore adults. And I believe that it was a great book for an adult to read, as well as any children or teenagers. And one of the reasons I picked this book up because it took place in Seattle, where I lived, so it appealed and I could kind of have a connection and Maybe sometime I could visit the hotel and as well as go to Japantown. And also because it was actually a English assignment that I had to pick a book, which was a narrative nonfiction. And so I chose this one because it looked, a lot of people actually told me that it was a good book. And so did my teacher. She really liked it because she read it as well. And so it's a good book, and it is definitely worth reading. And it actually, some parts of the book actually, you know, gave me some tears because it was a little sad towards the end, but it was okay and it was kind of nice. So do give it a read and see how you like it. And I would love to know what's your take on it. So you can leave comments and that'll be super awesome. And if you guys, and if anyone actually has any recommendations on which, what is a good book to read, then you are more than welcome to leave that in the comments as well. And that was all for today's review. Do join me next week on Friday at 3 p.m. And please do join Kaden tomorrow at 6 p.m. and Kathy Woodring's new show on Sunday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope everyone has a great weekend, a safe weekend, and it's starting to get cold once again. And hopefully it does snow this time because I would rather have it be cold and snowing rather than it being 19 degrees with no snow. And so I hope you also had a wonderful week and do relax and enjoy the time and do listen next time. Thank you.
You're right.